Our lessons can be found on number 154 in the worship book. First from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 13. Sing aloud, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. O mountains, burst forth into singing aloud. For Yehovah has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted. Next, we read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, and Mark, chapter 14. And when Jesus and his disciples had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. We read from the Heavenly Doctrine in Apocalypse Revealed, number 279. A song signifies glorification, which is confession from joy of heart, because singing lifts one up and causes affection to break out from the heart into sound and show itself intensely in its life. We also read from the Arcana Celestia, part of number 8261. The angels who were with the men of the ancient church when they sang were at the same time in the glorification of the Lord. Consequently, they who sang and they who heard the songs had heavenly gladness from the holy and blessed influx which flowed in from heaven, in which they seemed to themselves to be as it were taken up into heaven. The songs of the church among the ancients had such an effect. They would also have such an effect today. For the spiritual angels are especially affected by songs which are about the Lord, His kingdom, and the church. That the songs of the church had this effect was not only because by them gladness of heart became active and burst forth from within even to the utmost fibers of the body and set them in motion with a glad and at the same time holy tremor, but also because there is a glorification of the Lord in the heavens by means of choirs and thus by the harmonious music of many. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.